Fields of Grace by Kim Vogel Sawyer. This audio recording was produced in 2009 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This production was recorded by arrangement with Bethany House Publishers and was originally published in English as Fields of Grace, copyright 2009 by Kim Vogel Sawyer, all rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. For my parents, who instilled in me a pride in my heritage, and for my grandchildren, who will carry that heritage into the next generations. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Chapter 1. Mennonite Village of Nadenfeld in Molochna Colony, Russia, late May 1872. Lillian Vogt wept against her husband's chest, using his striped nightshirt to muffle the sounds of her heartache. The boys, sleeping in the loft directly overhead, must not be disturbed. Lillian had held back any sign of regret or worry during Reinhardt's announcement of their plans at the dinner table. Somehow, she'd found the strength to smile and assure their sons they were facing a grand adventure. But now, in the quiet of her bedroom, snug with Reinhardt in their familiar feather bed, the fear exploded into tears.